This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from the National Business Aviation Association Convention in Orlando, Florida. I'm with Nicholas Chabert of DIAR. Nick, today you talked about a new program to encourage the use of TBMs for single-engine charter work, which you're calling the FAC program. Tell us a little bit about what the details are there and what you think the potential is for these airplanes to be used in more charter work.
Well, the FAC program for the TBM is Fly and Charter Your TBM. We are basically taking the comments that were received from last year NBAA presence, and when we started to promote the charter business for single-engine IFR, where people say we don't have access to TBMs. So we said, why don't we just take this fact, and on another one, we know that people are have low utilization of the aircraft, about 200 hours a year. So we believe that connecting people that have an aircraft available certain days of the week, a certain time of the year, to charter operators for about 100 hours a year would be a nice web of aircraft that can be chartered in the continental United States and, of course, in Europe, taking advantage of the new evolution of the AOC, allowing single-engine turboprop to fly IMC.
Yeah, speaking of that, you expect to see that in 2017, an approval by European regulators to allow single-engine IFR?
Well, we had some recent news about the evolution, so we believe that in February it's going to go into the European law and allows single-engine turboprop to be able to be operated IMC. And that's a big news. So for us, in that market, where costs are much higher than in the U.S., it is a nice sweet spot to be able to offset 100 hours in chartering the aircraft, TBM being a good candidate for that.
What's your sense of the interest in the TBM community? You have a lot of owners out there who may be flying 100 hours a year. Do they feel that they'd like to get more utilization out of those airplanes?
I think that most of the owners today that are in the TBM are not specifically looking for that solution. We try to make people comfortable in connecting dots, operators and owners. It's something that we want to highly promote. Where it's going to be going, it's something that is going to be done on the case by case. But there are some successes already, and we had some recent aircraft flown charter, and we believe that this is going to be an offer that can be of interest to some people that may simply say, "Well, I'm not using the aircraft, so I want to sell it. Now, if I can charter it, well, why not?" As I said also during the conference, we believe that this is a good model because we are using it as a company. We are chartering aircraft for customers that are willing to let us use the aircraft, and this is nice for them. They have a revenue. This is nice for us because we don't need to own the aircraft, and it's something that we want to promote more largely.
There's a certain prejudice against single-engine airplanes, including turboprops, on a safety factor. I asked you about that in the conference. But if you look at it statistically, that's now a fairly low consideration as these things go, as far as insurance companies are concerned. What about the buyers of charter? Some companies insist that their employees or their executives charter only on multi-engine airplanes. Is that an issue here, and can it be overcome?
I think it is definitely an issue. We have to educate this crowd of people that today have these rules. And we also have to let people decide. If there are some company rules that prevent people to fly a single engine, why not? We know as a fact that the one thing that needs to be overcome is just a little education about single engine propeller. Most of the people do not realize that the propeller is with the same technology that they will see on jet. And that is still something that needs to be overcome. So we believe that through programs like the FACT program, we're able to pushed a little bit more to the public, a different perspective, what a single engine can be as opposed to what it used to be, like we say in France, a little cuckoo.
And from the owner's point of view, what exactly would the FACT program present to him?
Well, the FACT program is definitely a promotion tool, number one. So we want to introduce operators to owners. And that is done through the distributor network. And we already are making some of that connection, but we wanted to make it with some tools like contracts and templates of contracts that can be used. Then the format has to be defined with a particular operator and a particular owner. Some of the charter operators today are interested to make sure that they can specialize in their field. Some are strictly commercial. Other are also operators. So we have to basically make a distinction between the different charter programs that are available in the field. And we have to have them basically come forward to the owners and present their style, their system to them, and make a deal.
Let's transition a little bit to the market overview. You said during the briefing that you're seeing the TBM market to be about a 50 airframe market per year. Is that out as far as you can see? Is that going to be difficult to increase?
Well, as we say, right as we speak, the market today is, to say the least, interesting. The recovery that so many people have predicted since 2011 didn't happen exactly. General aviation is suffering as a whole, volume or low volume. Revenue is not just there. There are some programs, and TBM is one of them, which are enjoying a pretty okay situation. I say pretty okay because I don't think we can say it's fantastic. It has nothing to do with the TBM in particular or certain airframe. I think it has to go more largely. Is general aviation still something that people appreciate and want to engage in? This is yet a question to be answered. I'm interested to see what can we do to interest a newer generation into flying, into seeing that having a fast, flexible transportation mean is going to provide for their business. We just have to also create that kind of cool thing and direct immediate availability. Aviation is too much, you enter it and you're devoted to it, and it doesn't go well with the modern life where if I want to get in, I want to have an access to it. I can pay whatever I need to pay, but I want to have access. I think we need to create that accessibility. So that's why, you know, the different angles that we can take between chartering, connecting the dots with the operators, making it easier to fly the aircraft, making it easier to operate the aircraft, are things that will facilitate and maybe build up some volume. We still need to see the effect of those promotion programs first before we can draw a conclusion.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Nick.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul.
We are speaking with Nicolas Chabert of Daher. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from the NBAA convention in Orlando, Florida. Thanks for listening.
This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.